have been talking about the science of sound and music. If you'd like to ask us any questions, both Ian and David Howard are still here with us. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. Helen, I've got a question of a general nature from Thomas Ryback, and he actually listens to us from Poland. It's about fingerprints, and he says he understands that fingerprints are very, very useful because they provide you with this ability to grip surfaces better, as well as be identified. But he's wondering about the wrinkles that you see on animals, and do they effectively have a fingerprint pattern in the same way, specifically marine creatures, as our fingerprints?
Great question. Thanks very much for that. And actually, something I've looked at in myself is not maybe wrinkles, but the patterns that animals have, that fish have on their faces, and the ability to actually identify individuals. And I did a study of a huge fish called the humphead wrasse, or Maori wrasse, these beautiful big reef creatures. And by taking photographs of their patterns, these beautiful patterns, and they're called Maori wrasse because they look a bit like maybe the tattoos that New Zealand indigenous people have on them, on their faces. And I could actually identify individual fish and look at when they were coming to mate and how they were kind of aggregating this one particular area. So I think, yes, absolutely, fish can have these identifiable features on them. I don't know about wrinkles. The other thing we certainly have with things like whales and dolphins is that lots of things grow on them, barnacles and little bits of creatures and things like that. And people doing population assessments can also count whales by taking photographs of their tails and the nicks and crannies they have on their huge flukes as they come up to dive. And that can help you identify how many you've got in a population.
Thank you very much, Helen.